share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Hari Raya is just around the corner, but due to the current MCO situation, it will be hard for us to go out and buy some Kuih Raya. But what is Raya without Kuih Raya? Fret not. With all these simple recipes, you can now enjoy your own homemade Kuih Raya without having to spend so much money on them. Here are 8 easy Kuih Raya recipes for you to do at home. 1. Almond London. What is Hari Raya without Almond London? Every Malaysian should at least have one at home, otherwise it's not Raya for us. With its sweet and crunchy texture, no one can ever get enough of these Almond Londons, and we believe one jar is simply too little. Here's how you can make your own Almond London at home following this simple recipe by Rasa.my. Recipe. Ingredient A. 1 cup of butter, 3 quarters cup of icing sugar, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. Ingredient B. 2 and 1 half cup of wheat flour, 1 half cup of cornflour, 1 spoon of rice flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 3 spoon of almond powder. Ingredient C. 2 cups of baking chocolate. Boil to liquid form using a double boiler. Almonds must be toasted at 150 degrees for 15 minutes. Instructions. Mix the butter and icing sugar together until light and fluffy, then slowly add 1 egg along with vanilla essence. Sift dry ingredient ball together in a different bowl, and once that's done, add it together with the butter mixture. Roll the dough and flatten it into individual portions. Place 1 toasted almond in each dough piece and wrap it to form an oblong shape. Transfer the cookies onto a tray and bake in a preheated oven at 175 degrees for about 25 minutes. Next, melt the chocolate using the double boiler method. Once baked, coat the cookies with melted chocolate and top it off with almond chunks or any topping according to your preferences. 2. Biscuit Mazola. Biscuit Mazola or peanut cookies is one of the stars for Hari Raya, and it's safe to say that your Eid is not complete without this cookie. Even if you're not a big fan of peanuts, you would still love biscuit mazola, unless you're allergic to it. Make your own biscuit mazola at home with this easy recipe. Ingredients. 2 and 1 half cups of wheat flour, 1 half cup of icing sugar, 2 cups of grounded peanuts, 1 cup of corn oil. Instructions. Mix together grounded peanuts, flour, and icing sugar in a bowl and mix it well. Slowly add corn oil into the mixture to form a dough. Roll the dough into small balls and finish it off by sprinkling some grounded peanuts on top of the cookies. Bake in a preheated oven at 150 to 180 degrees for about 20 to 25 minutes. 3. Kuih Semperit. Can you believe this small piece of heaven is only made from 4 ingredients? Even if you're not a professional baker, you can easily make Kuih Semperit at home. Here's how to do it. Recipe. Ingredient. 250 grams of butter, 1 cup of condensed milk, 400 grams of cornflour, 3 spoons of custard flour. Instructions. Mix the butter and condensed milk together until light and fluffy. Then slowly add in the flour mixture to form a dough. Once done, fill the dough into a semperit maker and press it gently on a tray to create the shape. You can finish it off by adding any topping according to your preferences and bake in a preheated oven at 190 degrees for 10 to 15 minutes. 4. Cornflakes Cookies. Cornflakes cookies are a Malaysian favorite regardless of the festive season. How can you celebrate Hari Raya without one? This is one of the easiest Kuih Raya to make, and you no longer have to break the bank to spend money fulfilling your cornflakes cravings. Recipe. Ingredients. 125 grams of butter, 1 half cup of brown sugar, 5 spoons of honey, 250 grams of cornflakes. Instructions. Melt butter over medium heat, then add brown sugar and honey together and mix well. Let the mixture cool for a while, and once done, add cornflakes and mix well until it's fully coated. Place the cornflakes into small molds, and you may also add toppings according to your preferences. Bake in a preheated oven at 170 to 180 degrees for about 10 minutes. 5. Pineapple Tarts. Don't you just love it when a fluffy pastry melts in your mouth and you get the sweet, tangy taste of the pineapple jam? If you're a huge fan of pineapples, you surely won't miss the opportunity to stock up on some pineapple tarts this Hari Raya. With this simple recipe, you can make this at home. Recipe. Ingredient A. 250 grams of butter, 1 spoon of caster sugar, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, 1 teaspoon of ghee, yellow food coloring, pineapple jam. Ingredient B. 2 and 1 half cups of wheat flour, 2 and 1 half spoons of cornflour, 2 and 1 half spoons of custard flour. Instructions. Mix the butter, caster sugar, and ghee until light and fluffy. Add in 1 egg and vanilla essence, beat until well combined. Mix in ingredients B slowly to form the pastry dough. Divide the pineapple jam and dough into the desired portions and put the dough into a mold. Roll the pineapple jam into balls, then add it to the middle of the dough. Finish it off by rolling the dough and brush the top of the cookie with egg wash, plus yellow food coloring. Bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees for about 25 to 30 minutes. 6. Cadbury Tarts. Aside from pineapple tarts, this relatively new Kuih Raya is the latest must-have treat in everyone's home for Hari Raya. Again, if you love chocolate, especially Cadbury Dairy Milk, this recipe is for you. Cadbury Tarts combine the slightly salty taste from the pastry and sweet chunky taste of the Cadbury chocolate to give you an experience that will leave you craving for more. Here's how you can easily make your own Cadbury Tart at home. Recipe. Ingredients. 250 grams of butter, 1 teaspoon of ghee, 3 and 1 quarter cups of wheat flour, Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate egg yolk, for topping. Instructions. Mix the butter and ghee until light and fluffy, then add the flour slowly to form a pastry dough. Rest the dough in the chiller for 5 to 10 minutes, then put the dough into a mold and place it on a tray. Divide the dough into desired portions and add the Cadbury chocolate into each of them. Roll the dough and finish it off by brushing the top of the tarts with egg wash. Bake in a preheated oven at 160 degrees for about 15 to 20 minutes. Which recipe will you be trying out? Also read. Ramadan can't be without sweets. Check out these 6 unique Kuih Raya stores on IG. Source. Dari Dapur. Com Source. Kawarga Source. Recipe Muda Source. Sadap Food Source. Saria Sihat Source. Kashorga Source. Wab. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.